Harper Audio presents The Color of Lightning by Paulette Giles. Performed by Jack Garrett. Copyright 2009 by Paulette Giles. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. When they first came into the country, it was wet and raining. And if they had known of the droughts that lasted for 7 years at a time, they might never have stayed. They did not know what lay to the west. It seemed nobody did. Sky and grass and red earth, as far as they could see. There were belts of trees in the river bottoms, and the remains of old gardens, where something had once been planted and harvested, and then the fields abandoned. There was a stone circle at the crest of a low ridge. Moses Johnson was a stubborn and secretive man who found statements in the Minor Prophets that spoke to him of the troubles of the present day. He came to decisions that could not be altered. He read aloud, "Therefore thus saith the Lord, ye have not hearkened unto me in proclaiming liberty, every one to his own brother, and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth." That's in Jeremiah, he said. So they left Burkett Station, Kentucky, in 1863, in 4 wagons, 15 white people and 5 black, including children, to get away from the war between armies, and also the undeclared war between neighbors. Britt Johnson was proud of his wife, and he loved her, and was deeply jealous of her because of her good looks and her singing voice, and her unstinting talk and laughter. Her singing voice. All along their journey from Kentucky to North Texas, he had been afraid for her. Afraid that some white man or black or Spaniard would take a liking to her, and he would have to kill him. He rode a gray saddle horse, always within sight of the wagon that carried her and the children. She was as much of grace and beauty as he would ever get out of Kentucky. Before they crossed the Mississippi at Little Egypt, they stopped. And there, at the heel of the free state of Illinois, Moses Johnson caused Britt's manumission papers to be drawn up and notarized by a shabby, consumptive justice of the peace, who looked as if these papers were the last ones he would notarize before he died from sucking in the damp malarial air and the smoke of a black cigar. The justice of the peace said it was a shame to manumit the man. Look at what a likely buck he was. A great big strong nigger. And Moses Johnson said, "You are going to meet your maker before long, sir. You will meet him with tobacco on your breath and smelling of the Indian devil weed, and what will you say to him who is the author of your being? You will say, 'Yes, I did my utmost to keep a human being in the bonds of slavery and robbed of his liberty. And moreover, I spent my precious breath a-smoking of filthy black cigars.' Here is the lawyer's signature on his papers, and his wife's papers as well. You will have your clerk copy all of these, and then deposit the copies in the Pulaski County Courthouse." And from there, they went on to Texas. You could raise cattle anywhere in that country. At that time, there was very little mesquite or underbrush. Just the blue stem and the grama grasses and the low curling buffalo grass and the wild oats and buckwheat. When the wind ran over it, they all bent in various yielding flows, with the wild buckwheat standing in islands, stiff with its heads of grain and red branching stems. The lower creek bottoms were like parks, with immense trees and no underbrush. The streams ran.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?